For a look ahead at the 2014 national economy, I turn to James Glassman, Managing Director and Senior Economist for J.P. Morgan Chase. You say we should watch the financial markets for indicators of where the broader economy is going. Why is that?
The financial sector sort of reminds me, it's very similar to my Labrador Retriever. My lab is very good at picking up scents. I'll take him for a walk, and he's all of a sudden he's crisscrossing the path, and I know he's onto something, but I don't know what, and all lo and behold, a rabbit shoots out. And I think of the financial markets in the same way. I think, you know, these are, financial markets are driven by investors. Some are very savvy, some are not, but we have a lot of information. People have a lot of different perspectives. And the financial markets, we learn as economists that they're very good at picking up trends that are taking shape in the economy. So what's most interesting right now is there still is a lot of worry about the economy because, frankly, it takes a long time to get out of recessions. That normally takes 5 or 7 years, and this is a worse recession, so we can't be surprised if it takes longer. And yet here we are with stock prices at all-time record highs. Credit spreads have come down to normal levels. Interest rates are starting, you know, the Fed is doing a lot to hold down interest rates to nurture the recovery. But everything about the financial market is telling you that investors, where they put their money, are becoming much more confident that the economy is on the road to a full recovery. I don't find it confusing that the financial markets are way ahead of us, even though when you look around you, you still see all kinds of problems. But honestly, every day there are fewer and fewer problems, and there's more and more optimism popping up. And I think this is sort of what financial markets do. They, once they sense that the tide is shifting and is starting to move, come back in, it doesn't take very much to make you think, now, where is that high tide mark? Because that's where assets get valued. So, you know, if you're pessimistic, you've got to reconcile what it is that the markets are telling you. Some people think this is all about the Fed printing money. Honestly, this has got nothing to do with the Fed printing money. What the Fed is doing is nothing to do with what any of us ever learned in school. The Fed is not creating money. It's not monetizing assets. The assets that it's buying is creating an increase in reserves and the monetary base, and that's what a lot of people tend to take their cue from. But the truth is, the rise in monetary base and the rise in reserves is all accumulating as excess reserves. And what that means is the reserves that the Fed is creating as a part of this program to buy assets and try to keep rates down is not turning into money. Those reserves don't turn into money and therefore don't pump up asset values unless they're actually being borrowed. For those who see the Fed doing unusual things, they think that this must be what the stock market's about, but it's not. I mean, from my point of view, I'm looking at all, if I just totally tune out what the Fed is doing and I just think about the classic things that we all look to figure out, are we recovering or not? First, profits recover and stocks recover because they recognize that. And now layoffs are back to completely normal levels. And more important, every single one of our states is on the mend. We're all moving in the same direction. We're all swimming upstream.
Is this still a stock market that has had the broader participation perhaps a decade or so ago broader than we'd seen, really? It was less about institutional investing and less about some of the wealthier investors and more about maybe the average Joe, if I want to phrase it that way. Did the recession knock some of those people out, and will the market stay healthy enough without folks like that involved?
You know, I think if they're lucky, they didn't panic and pull money out of their IRAs. A lot of us have retirement money in our IRAs, which is hard to get out. Maybe you can move it out into, you know, less risky assets, but I think half of us actually have some exposure to the equity market through a lot of these retirement vehicles that are provided by our companies. So, I mean, it is true that small investors didn't seem to be participating that much in this equity revival that's taken place. They have been this year, but most of them were putting money more in the high-yield bond funds, which is equity-like, in fact. It's probably true that equities are not held proportionately evenly across the country. Those who hold them benefit. The truth is there are indirect benefits to everybody, too, because as the market is improving, the cost of equity financing goes down. Companies encourages them to do more things. There's indirect effects that have benefit everybody. So it's, you know, when you just look at the broad overall trends and forget about how concentrated are the holdings, it does spill over to everybody in a direct or indirect way.
You mentioned that the states, all 50 states, are moving in the same direction, in a positive direction now. Do you see 2014 as a time when businesses clearly spend more, hire more?
I think once we get the fiscal uncertainty out of the way, and if they're able to soften the sequestration cuts a bit, I think the mood will change a little more, because frankly, there's a couple big things that have been headwinds for the U.S. economy for the last couple of years. First of all, the European situation, that crisis over there really stalled the region. It's starting to turn, and now the European region is starting to pick up. Secondly, most of the real estate problems in the U.S. have been cleared, and home building business is on the way back, providing the support that they normally do. Thirdly, the government sector has really been a headwind in the last couple of years, because we've been withdrawing all that fiscal stimulus that was put in place back in 2009 to cushion the economy. That's been a bit of a headwind, but as you look into 2014, that's expected to slowly wind down. So I think, you know, we've seen a fair amount of hiring by companies so far. My forecast itself is that next year is going to be a better year than this year. The economy is going to speed up a bit because of a lot of these things, headwinds are dying down. And I think in that environment, the business community is going to be much more confident about investing in long-term projects, the kinds of things that really start to generate a fair amount of momentum. Probably the most important implication of all this, though, is it's the young people graduating from the class of 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, who really had the most difficult time. And many of them, because they couldn't find jobs, just faded out. They're doing something else. Maybe parents are supporting them. Maybe they went back to school. And so far, a lot of the job growth has been focused on getting people who had been working, lost their jobs, were on unemployment benefits. Most of those are back in the market. Those are more seasoned, experienced workers. And I think we're entering a phase now, though, where companies are going to need to hire more, and they're going to be encouraged to go create more jobs for people who don't have the experience and the skills, the recent college grads. And I think that's what's changing now. You talk to people in the class of 2013, it's getting a little better, and there's a reason for that.
James Glassman, Managing Director and Senior Economist for J.P. Morgan Chase. He's in the Valley today for the 50th Annual Economic Forecast Luncheon, which is hosted by Chase and ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business.